Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the third day of Menachem Av Tovshin Pedalat. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Revi, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah continues to talk about Yichud, the prohibition of having Yichud with women, and it's going to continue to talk about various occupations in the coming Mishnah, the last Mishnah of the Perek, and words of Agadata to conclude Masechta Kiddushin and also the whole set of Noshim. Says the Mishnah Yud Gimel, Lo Yilmad Odom Ravok Sofrim. A person who's a bachelor should not be a person who's one of the teachers of the little children, teaching them Chumash. Why? The Gemara explains, because the mothers of these children will bring their children to the school, and we are worrying that he'll have improper thoughts concerning the mothers that they come in, and he's never been married. V'lo tilmad isha sofrim, and a woman should not be one of those who teach the little children, because the fathers and the brothers of the children sometimes come in, and therefore they will have yichud, or they might have yichud with her, be alone with her. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af mishen la isha la yilmad sofrim. Rabbi Eliezer says, not just a bachelor, one who's never been married before, should not be teaching Chumash, but anyone who is currently not got a wife, whether he's been married before, whether he's been divorced, it doesn't matter. If he hasn't got a wife now, he should not be one of those teachers of little children because of the problem of the Yetzer Hara, because of the improper conduct or improper feelings towards them as their mothers bring their children. And that's even, as I said, this is what Rabbi Eliezer is arguing with, or adding a further restriction on teachers of little children. Mishnah Yudalat. Rabbi Huda Omer, Lo Yira Ravok Behema. A bachelor, a person who's never been married, should not be the one who grazes animals, because we're a bit as worried about sin. They might sin together. V'lo Yishna Shnei Ravokim Betalas Achas. Nor can two bachelors sleep under one blanket. Be worried about they might sin, they might come together and have relations. V'chachomim atir, and the Chachomim say, no, we do not worry about this. Jewish people are not suspected about Mishkav Behema or Mishkav Zohar, and therefore, that's fine. The halacha is indeed like the Chachomim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Kol she'iska imanoshim, any person whose work requires him, or work that's required for women, like he does ladies' clothes or he does ladies' jewellery, lo yisyachid imanoshim. He should not have yichud, he should not be in seclusion with women, even if it's for the sake of his parnasa, and even if there's many women. And that's because he's familiar with them, and they might cover up for him if he sins with them. V'lo yalamid odom es b'nai umnes ben anoshim. Nor should a parent teach his child a trade that involves them to be found among women. Rabbi Meir Omer, La'olam yalamid odom es b'nai umnes nikiya v'kala. A person should always teach his son a trade which is clean and kala. Kala means light. Some say it means that it doesn't involve loss of money. And a person should not say to himself or think to himself, continues the Mishnah, that the trade that he does is what's going to make him rich or otherwise. He should always daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom to send him a bracha and atzlacha in his work. There's no trade which doesn't have in it poverty and wealth. Some are very successful in that particular mode of business, and some are very unsuccessful. Poverty does not come from the business. Wealth does not come, prosperity does not come from the business. What really counts is, what is the schus, what is the merits that this person has? Rabbi Shimon ben Lozer Omer, Reisa miyamecha, have you ever seen chaya v'oiv shev shlamomnas? Have you ever seen animals that have a trade, that have a business? Behemin is parnasin below shalobitzar, and yet they seem to manage without much difficulty. They seem to get their food and whatever they need. V'haloi lo nivru ela shamsheni, and they are only created to serve mankind. Va'anini v'resil shamshes kain. And I'm zoom created to serve my master, my creator. Eino din, isn't it a kalva choymer? Isn't it obvious, she'aspanish lebetzar, that I should be able to have parnosa without great difficulty? It doesn't always happen. Elo shehariosi masai. It's just that my bad deeds caused me to have difficulty in parnosa. V'ki pachtis parnososi, and has cut off my parnosa. It's the sins that cause it. Abba Gadion, Abba Gurion, Ish Tzaydan Omer. He's Mishum Abba Gurion. A man, Abba Gurion, coming from Tzaydan, said in the name of Abba Gurion, Lo yiladim odem es benoi chamor. Don't teach your son to be a donkey driver, gamol or a camel driver. Sapor or a head or a barber. Others say it should be the word kador the Gemara brings, or a potter, selling your pots. Sapon or a sailor. Roya v'chenvani, or a shepherd, or a shopkeeper. Shumnusun, because the trade of all of these people, umanus listim, involves robbery. Always has robbery involved in this type of anasa. Donkey drivers and camel drivers and all those who are on the road, they usually don't mind taking wood and fruits from fields and gardens along the way. And that's stealing. Shepherds tend to take their sheep sometimes to graze in other people's fields and don't think too much of it. That's stealing. Shopkeepers are quite often caught overcharging or giving not enough for the produce, etc. And so forth. And they're not always trusted in giving the exact weight of goods, sometimes under-delivering. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Abba Guri, Mishma Abba Guria, in the name of Abba Guria, Chachamorin, donkey drivers, Rubon Rishayim, are mostly Rishayim, because they tend to take on their road, on the road from other people. Vahagamolin, and because they don't go for long drives, therefore they don't worry about themselves, that there's nothing to stir them to do tshuva. However, Vahagamolin, camel drivers, Rubon Kshayim, are mostly kosher, because they go far distances. They go to a place where there are in the wild animals and highway robbers, and therefore they're scared for their life, and they break they have a bent heart before Hashem. Hasaponin, sailors, Ruben Chasidim, are mostly Chasidim. Why? They're pious. They do more than what's required. Why? Because since they set sail on the ocean, it's a place of sakana, a lot of different dangers there. They're constantly in a state of fear, even more than camel drivers, and they certainly will have a bent heart towards Hashem. Tov shebereifim legehinam, the best of the doctors goes to hell. Now, why is that? Because the Mashal explains this refers to doctors that think that they're best, they think they're very good, and therefore they don't need to consult with others. And because of that, they can make up, they're super confident in what they do, and they can lead them to make bad mistakes, errors of judgment, and they can cause the death of people, and therefore tov shebereifim legehinam. V'hakosher shebetabochim shetov shel amalek, and the best of the slaughterers is a partner with a malek. What does that mean? It means that the temperament of people who shecht, who slaughter animals, tends to be very harsh, tends to be cruel. A bit like a malek. Others say that what the Mishnah means is that the best of the slaughter is a partner, an accomplice of a malek, because they tended to ignore treifus that happened to them, and they would pass it off into the store, and they didn't want to lose money, so people end up eating things which are not kosher. Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nahiroi Omer. I will ignore all the trades of the world. I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Because with Torah, one eats from the reward of it in this world, and the principle remains in the Olam Haba. But all other trades are not like that. When a person can become sick, or old, or he's got pain, pain of the nefesh, she means worries and anger. Veina yochel asik b'mlachta, and he's not able to do his work. Harimes barav, God forbid, he can die because of his hunger. He's got nothing to support him. Aval haTorah ena kein. Torah's not like that. Elam shamratu mikol ram, it protects him from everything bad. Ben arusai in his youth. V'nosenesloi, and it gives him. And it gives him acharis for sikva, a hope, and some support b'ziknusa in his old age, because even when he's old or heavy, he has yisurim, he has a pain. He nevertheless can eat from the schar, from the reward that he had when he was learning as a young man. B'narusim, what does it say about a young man, in a person's youth? V'koyve Hashem yachlichu chayach, that those who hope to God will refresh their energy. B'ziknusim o'emer, when he's old, what does it say? Oydi nuvan b'seva, d'sheinim ananamiyo, as the pasuk continues, they will blossom, or they will flourish in old age as well. V'chein o'emer v'Avram Avinu v'shalom, indeed, so it says by Avram Avinu. V'Avram zokei, Avram became old, and v'Hashem berech esam kol, nevertheless Hashem blessed him with everything, even in his old age, in the schus of his Torah. We find indeed, Matzina, we find also Avram Avinu's kol haTorah kula ajlanit. Avram Avinu was able to keep all the mitzvahs before it was even given. Shneamar ekev asher shama Avram, because Avram had listened to my voice, mitzvah sai, Vayishmar mishmarti mitzvah sai chukai sefesrosi, and he kept my mishmaris, he kept my charge, my mitzvahs, my chukai, my Torahs, and therefore Hashem blessed him in his old age. Hadron aloch. Masechta Kedushin, Hadalach Masechta Kedushin, Hadalach Slik Masechta Kedushin, Hadalach Seder Noshim. We finished the whole Seder Noshim, Hadalach Seder Noshim, Hadalach Seder Noshim, and in Metz Hashem we start on the fourth day above to start off the Seder Nezikin, beginning with the first Masechta of Baba Kama, Abba Avos Nezikim.